producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and I have a good show planned for you this week. We're going to start out talking about a philosophy that we have on this show. The philosophy being you have to get all of the independent information that you possibly can before you're really going to deal with any subject. In the case of our listeners, we know that that subject is investing. We strongly suggest that you don't just listen to one person. You know, there are a million gurus out there, but the fact of the matter is you've got to get all the information that you possibly can, and then you have to make up your own mind. We're chatting with a gentleman who I met years ago. His name is John Rubino. John has a website called dollarcollapse.com, and we think it is one that we should be recommending to you folks out there. John, tell us a little bit about dollarcollapse.com, would you?
Sure. Well, good to talk to you again after all these years.
Oh, yeah, it is. Time flies, right?
Boy, does it ever. But yeah, dollarcollapse.com is based on the premise that debt works the same way for countries as it does for individuals and families, which is to say if you borrow too much money, your life spins out of control. And in the developed world, we've been borrowing too much money for 30 or 40 years now, so we're deeply into the spinning out of control part of this process. And so that's why the world seems so chaotic. You know, we don't grow as fast as we used to, and there are all these ups and downs and booms and busts that get bigger every cycle, and the world seems to be spinning out of control geopolitically. All of that can be traced back to the fact that we borrowed way too much money, and we have to resolve that somehow, probably through a really huge, really wrenching crisis, before we can get on with quote-unquote normal life. So that's where we are now. We're in the process of basically dissolving the old system that we've set up over the last 30 or 40 years, and then we have to try to put something new in place. So that's what I'm chronicling, this process of transition from one kind of economy and political system to another.
So, John, I have to say, I visit your site pretty much on a daily basis, I would say, reading the articles that you write and also a lot of the links that you post. There's a lot of valuable information there. One of the aspects that I like about Dollar Collapse that I think differs it from a lot of other websites out there that simply just make noise about the issues that we see is that you have an investment slant on all of this, because, you know, it's great talking about what's going on out there, but it's even better if you can make money off of it.
That's really the optimistic side of the story, is that in times of extreme transition and crisis, there's a lot of opportunity. During the Great Depression, for instance, people made fortunes. A lot of people got very rich by betting against stocks, for instance, and loading up on government bonds. We're in that same kind of a place now where if you bet against the things that used to work, you can probably make a ton of money. So, yeah, dollarcollapse.com is more of an investment site than anything else. It's about how you take advantage of the failure of fiat currencies, for instance, and of massive increases in government spending that have been going on forever, and leveraging of the private sector. You know, all of those things have to stop because they don't work anymore. So what does that mean for your investments? And that's kind of what I've been trying to get at, you know, and find advisors who actually have ideas that might work, and then link you to their writings. You know, there are things that we can do going forward to make a lot of money. And so my goal is to find them and to spread the word about them.
You know, John, one of the philosophies that I found that's worked very well for my family and I over the years is really simple. You know, it's interesting how simple things are often the most efficient sometimes. But that is, number one, we try to stay nimble. Okay, and number two, we stay as well informed as we possibly can. And you're only able to do that effectively, in my opinion, if you utilize a site like yours.
There is an awful lot of really good information out there, in part because the gloom and doomy side of the analytical community has had 10 or 15 years to develop its ideas. You know, this last part of the cycle when we really should have been done with the whole fiat currency, fractional reserve banking, unlimited leverage experiment. But we haven't. It's been going on a lot longer than it should have. But it's given us a chance to come up with ideas that might work. And so, yeah, you need to be paying attention to what people are coming up with out there. And especially with regard to the timing, because that's been the hard part here. It was easy 10 or 15 years ago to look around and say, okay, these fiat currencies are going to fail, so we need to load up on precious metals, for instance, because gold and silver are the kinds of money that have been around for 3,000 years and governments can't make more of it. And therefore, they'll do well when these fiat currencies start to fail. Well, that worked for a while, and then now it's not working, and it's probably going to work again in the future. And so the timing of this transition is crucial. And so that's why you pay attention to what the smartest guys in the field are coming up with, because they're the ones who pay attention to when you do what you should be doing. And somebody like Rick Rule, for instance, at Sprott Asset Management, has been consistently right about the timing of precious metals in the past few years. And so find somebody like that, pay attention to them, and you're way ahead of the game.
Now, John, I agree with you that if you can actually pick when the change in trend happens, there's a lot of money to be made. But I think more importantly is just getting on board when you do see the trend move in the right direction for you. And quite frankly, with gold and the silver, the whole precious metals complex, we've been trending down for quite some time now. Do you have any idea or any thoughts on when this downward trend will change and we will start to see an upward trend?
I think with something like gold and silver, you can't consistently call, you know, 3 or 4 month moves. That's just very hard to do. But what you can do is look at the overall trends in things like debt accumulation, economic growth, government policies regarding their monetary systems. And you can see when one trend starts to run out of steam and another trend is going to pick up afterwards. And what we're seeing now is that we've been in a quote-unquote recovery from the Great Recession for 6 or 7 years now. And the whole world has been leveraging itself to the hilt. You know, China quadrupled its debt in the last 5 or 6 years, which was a big factor in the recovery. The U.S. nearly doubled its government debt. Now it's increasing its private sector debt really aggressively. Interest rates are basically down to zero around the world. So can interest rates go much lower than that? Probably not. Can governments continue to borrow this kind of money? Probably not much longer. So it feels like this cycle is starting to run out of steam, which means that we've got another crisis coming. So to the extent that you can see long cycles ebb and flow, you can make a little bit of an educated guess about what's going to happen in the not too distant future. You know, that doesn't mean that anything serious is going to happen this month or next month, but over the next couple of years, it's reasonable to expect something fairly serious to happen. And so you can adjust your finances accordingly. And you would do that by paying off debt if your job isn't 100% secure, or by loading up on precious metals, but not doing it all at once, by doing it maybe by dollar cost averaging, where you buy a little bit each month in anticipation of them going up sometime in the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. And if you just buy a little bit each month, when it happens, you probably have enough to really be happy about, you know, the price trend changes. So that's the kind of thing you want to do. It's impossible to trade in the short run for the average person to beat the market over long periods of time. But what you can do is look at these long trends and position yourself so that you're on the right side of them and expect over a period of years to do okay. And that's what I think the smartest advisors out there tell their clients to do.
All right, John. Always enjoy chatting with you. Thank you very much for joining us. Everybody, again, go check out John's website at dollarcollapse.com. Stick around. We are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Chatting with a sponsor company right now and a company that Al and myself are invested in. We're talking with NatCore Technology. We have on the line with us Chairman Brian Lundin, and we also have President and CEO Chuck Provini. Let's talk about the news that hit the wires tail end of last week, talking about a private placement that NatCore is going through. We had a couple questions come through on our blog asking why this private placement was being offered at a price lower than market. I want to throw it over to you, Chuck, to explain to our audience the logic behind this.
First, let me talk about why we're doing the private placement. We had some strong, good feedback from a lot of our bigger shareholders who came to the Brian's New Orleans conference. And we kind of doing a bit of a decision as to whether we look for a partner that's in the manufacturing business, or do we take our technology and do the optimizations we need with a third-party laboratory like Fraunhofer or NREL or the Department of Energy, et cetera. And the strong consensus was that we want not to go the manufacturing route because there'll be a question about who owns the technology as it gets developed. But if we go the third-party route where we hire someone like that, we own it. There's no questions. Plus, we get a third-party endorsement as to what it is and what the efficiencies are, et cetera. So that's how the funds will be used, and that's the reason we're doing a private placement right now. The reason it's been at a discount is over the last couple raises, capital raises, we've had an institution take some interest in us, and they've been kind of one of the larger participants in the last couple raises. Once they got wind that we're looking to do possibly another one, they came in and said, look, we'd like to be part of it, but we'd like to have the max discount that the exchange allows. And again, they're a big institution. They've been helpful, so we were accommodating that. And then the second stage to that was if there was going to be a discount to the market, we wanted to make sure that our loyal shareholders and the people who have been with us for a while would have the same benefit or opportunity they did. So we expanded that, you know, to some of the people that we know personally that have been part of what we're doing, they're loyal shareholders. So that's kind of where we are right now in doing the raise. We closed the first tranche of it yesterday, I believe, and we'll probably be keeping it open and closing other tranches probably for the next 10 days or 2 weeks.
Well, Chuck, I want to go further into some of the large shareholders and insiders that own stock. We had a question again come through from our audience asking who are some of the big shareholders or at least the insiders in that respect, and just are they taking place in this financing? Whatever you can disclose would be appreciated.
The structure is proportional, is not very different. The largest shareholders are the, in essence, the insiders. The institution that we're talking about, you know, places some of the shares with some of their different accounts, so they wouldn't have a huge individual position. So the shareholders are pretty much proportionally the same as they've always been. Brian's probably one of the largest shareholders. The other insiders, including myself, you know, have large positions, and we've sold very little, if anything, of those positions. You know, the private placements have been small intentionally because we're very sensitive about dilution. We try to raise only the amount we need. And therefore there might be a couple more than we would like, but that's because we're raising small amounts of money at a time rather than larger amounts that would give too much dilution.
We're also focused on who we get into these placements. We like to reward our loyal shareholders. A number of them have invested through a number of placements with us over the years, and they've enjoyed some pretty outsized rewards as a result. So they're very willing to write checks again when an opportunity comes up. So we like to reward those guys for their loyalty and really invite them in every placement that we have. And typically, they're enough to fill up the placement or whatever we're looking for.
I feel like we have chatted enough about the private placement now. Let's talk about the direction of the company. Chuck, there has been a focus recently, or at least two different focuses. One on, you know, where's revenue going to come from NatCore, but then there's also the other focus of continuing to advance this technology and the science. Can you talk about how you guys are juggling these two balls?
Well, advancing the science is happening every day, and we've got some really smart people that push that along. The issue about revenue is something that is not as simple as it might seem. The first revenue is going to come from some type of relationship with a manufacturing partner, some type of license agreement, you know, that will, you know, start them making our cells or panels or whatever. And the problem we run into is that before we actually walk in the door to different manufacturers and explain why this is so great, our advisory board is vehement about making sure our patent portfolio is rock solid. Because it's one thing, you know, to walk into an investor or an investment bank explaining it, the technology. But when you walk into a manufacturer, they can see around things. They can see through things. And we know a lot about patents. We know a lot about IP. But we don't know nearly as much as our advisory board, Charlie Gay and Dave Carlson. So we take their lead on that. And if we're gonna error, this is one place where you do not want to error. You know, for the idea of some revenues, you know, sooner than later, you don't want to jeopardize the whole portfolio, because what NatCore's value is basically our patent portfolio, which is now around 65 patents that are granted or pending. So we follow their lead on where that goes, and that makes it a little frustrating to us sometimes, because I think we could have, you know, brought on a partner sooner, you know, but nonetheless, the real right decision is to make sure that we're protected and we protect our value.
Okay, Chris, going to turn it over to you right now. Now, you're following NatCore in the National Investor, your newsletter. Why are you doing that, bud?
Well, my view, Al, is that there are some breakthroughs coming as the world inexorably moves away from as heavy a reliance on fossil fuels and carbon-based energy toward other areas. And as I've said many times, I'm animated very much by the nuclear energy industry as well as by solar. They have different attributes, specifically about solar, since we're discussing NatCore. The solar energy industry has had some major upheavals in the recent past. A lot of the companies in this area are seeing such an acceleration toward lower costs and greater availability that, like in a lot of industries, it has started a winnowing process. And the company, in my view, who is going to determine who survives and who doesn't is NatCore. Because NatCore, if they can follow through with their technology, they have the means to make solar energy cheaper and more efficient. The question is, who's going to benefit from that? And I think to some extent, they could very well be the gatekeeper to determine who succeeds going forward.
Okay, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. More news from NatCore. If you want more information on this company, simply click on their banner on our website. And if you're an accredited investor and you want to take a look at this private placement, click on the banner and that'll direct you to the website. This is not meant to be a solicitation, and it is not meant to be investment advice. Brian and Chuck, thanks much, guys.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, chatting with a somewhat new guest on the show. I've had him on once before, and I'm sure we will be having him back on a regular basis. Talking right now with Steve Holden, the founder of Copley Fund Research. Go check out that website, copleyfundresearch.com. Steven, your fund focuses on emerging markets and the changes in allocation of some of the big investors in emerging markets. A lot of these funds that invest in this. Last time we had you on, we chatted about some of the general changes that have been happening. But just over this last month or so, there's been some newsworthy events that you turned us on to. First of all, I want to talk about some of the global allocators, their interest in increasing their investments in the emerging markets, possibly because, you know what, they think that, well, it might not be at rock bottom right now. We're pretty close. Can you explain this for us, please, Steve?
Sure. I certainly can. So the idea being global allocators obviously have the globe at their fingertips, and at the moment their allocations in emerging markets are fairly low, especially when you look at that in terms of the global GDP share of emerging markets. So we think that global allocators will be making a shift into emerging markets at some point in the next year or two. And really, it's trying to decide how they go about doing that. And obviously, we're looking at people moving perhaps out of the US. It's looking fairly overvalued and looking to either cherry pick certain countries within EM or invest globally in EM. So we think that's an event that's happening right now and will continue to happen in the next few months.
Stephen, in terms of the emerging markets, which ones are of particular interest to you right now?
I think India is always the one that comes up here. So we look at 120 global emerging market funds, and India is the space that people have really been increasing allocations in over the last 4 or 5 years, and that's risen with a new government that's meant to be more reformist and is trying to unlock some of the red tape for business, and also the demographics, so the population moving from kind of lower class to middle class, and that's really excited investors. So I think that's one of the key areas, and you can't really talk about EM without talking about China, and that's the largest share in global EM portfolios at the moment, and some of the tech companies in there are really seeing a lot of interest in investment from these global funds.
Well, Steve, the other news story that we wanted to get to was these Chinese tech stocks that are now being included in the MSCI, I believe, which means that they're more available for some of these bigger houses to invest in. Is that correct?
That's spot on, Corey. So MSCI decided to include US-listed Chinese tech companies, mainly tech companies, tech and consumer companies. So these are domestically kind of set up Chinese companies like an Alibaba or a Baidu that you may have heard of that have been listed in the US for some time. MSCI have decided to include these in their emerging market country indices, and that rolls up into the emerging market global indices as well. So we're seeing investors now kind of able to invest in these stocks without moving too far out of benchmark. So we've seen a lot of activity in these names like Baidu, Alibaba, JD.com, VIP Shop, which give you access to the big internet themes within China. And now they're in the benchmark, so it makes them much more palatable for investors to invest in those stocks.
So, I'm curious about one thing. When you talk about India, you're talking about a raise in demographics, for lack of better terms, the demographic sector that includes, obviously, capital, the amount of capital, wages, et cetera, et cetera. Why is that happening over there specifically right now?
I think we're on the cusp of a demographic shift. So there's thousands of statistics out there that looks at just general usage of what people are doing over there. So, how many people are actually on the internet? It's a very small proportion of the billion people that are on the internet in India. And how many people are consuming what you might class as a middle-class good, even something as simple as refrigerated goods, or, then going a bit further to when people can buy a car. And you're seeing that kind of happen right now. So people, swathes of people now coming into that income bracket that means rather than earning $5 a week, they're earning $20 a week or $100 a week. And that makes a massive impact when you're looking at the number of people that this is happening to. So it's not, in the thousands, it's in the hundreds of millions of people. The size of the U.S. economy, or sorry, the size of the U.S. population, these people moving from earning, as we say, $10 a day to $100 a day, the impact is enormous on the country in terms of spending and consumer goods. And that's what we're seeing. These EM funds that I look at really playing that theme. So even investing in companies like Nestle and Unilever, because these guys have this market penetration to capture any increase in consumer spending within India. And it's something that's happening now, and it's probably the next 5 to 10 years will play out. And I think it's going to be huge.
So it's really just a continuing play on the emerging middle class, because they do have more money to spend on some of these consumer items.
Completely. And I think what you see is that a lot of the emerging market consumers like the Western goods. They like the Western quality of goods. They'll go after a brand that's recognized, like a Unilever brand or a Nestle. And obviously these are big, well-run organizations who can kind of penetrate these markets very easily. So that's where the investment's gone now. I expect in the next decade or so, you'll see more investment in domestic companies as they rise, and perhaps I think you're even seeing in China now where people are perhaps switching to domestic brands as they want to support their own country brands rather than investing in buying international goods.
Stephen, how about some of the smaller EMs? We've been talking about India and China, which are real giants in the world, but what about some of the smaller countries?
It's interesting in global EM investment, the smaller countries really do take a tiny proportion of investment. So, I mean, you're looking at even stuff like Peru and Poland and things like that. Many funds choose to ignore them completely because the larger opportunities are with India and China. I mean, I would say Malaysia is an area that seems to be of particular kind of dislike for EM investors. They tend to avoid it at all costs. Hardly any investment in Malaysia for some reason. I think the politics and the business climate over there is not particularly great. But there are areas that people like, and Turkey was one of those recently. If you ever visit Turkey, you'll find it's a very thriving, almost kind of Western mentality to the investment climate over there. It always feels buzzing, and Turkey's one of the bigger overweights for the smaller EMs. But the problem is, and it's a problem that affects a lot of the EM countries, every now and again you get a political event that frightens investors. You'll get something with the politics or something with, conflict, and obviously Turkey's right in the middle of that at the moment, and the same went for Russia last year. So it's always with an eye on these volatile events that people invest in these smaller EM countries.
I got to tell you, in terms of the United States sentiment over here, it is very, very focused right now on Turkey because of some of the allegations, concerning ISIS or what have you.
Well, exactly. And it's a shame for Turkey investment, if you like, because they just had a reasonably positive election result, whereas someone got a large majority. And obviously that's now completely been reversed because it just makes it difficult for a global EM investor to invest in a market like this when they see stocks moving around on the basis of political noise or, like you saw, the airstrikes and things like that. So you often find global investors moving to safer havens. India in particular, again, it stands out as quite a solid country to invest in like that.
Stephen, I've heard you use the term Western influence a couple times. I think we all understand what that means, but how important is it for investors to see this Western influence in these emerging markets taking charge?
I think it's proven to be very important over the last 2-3 years, where EM investors actually look for EM companies that are listed in Western stock markets, to get better corporate governance, but also because Western companies have a history of being well-run and profitable. So there's a big kind of proportion of EM portfolios that goes in Western companies that have an emerging market reach. And I mentioned Unilever there and Nestle, that they're expected to increase their proportion of revenues in global revenues is expected to increase in emerging markets over time. And there's a lot of comfort for investors investing in these companies rather than risking it on a domestically run company that, carries with it extra risk and perhaps a lack of corporate governance. So it's definitely a theme, and it's likely to continue, I think. But as I say, as the larger companies, and especially like the likes of Baidu and Alibaba, which really didn't exist a decade ago, they're now enormous companies, and they become more trusted and people allocate to those because they have a better reach and, I guess, a more domestic brand.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are now answering questions from listeners about companies that listeners have an interest in. We are providing our input from a technical standpoint, from an accounting standpoint, and also from an overall macro standpoint. Remember, this is not investment advice. This is strictly our opinions after doing a fair amount of personal due diligence on these companies. The first company that came to mind from a listener by the name of Wise Guy is called Royal Gold. Royal Gold is headquartered in Denver, Colorado. It trades out within the NASDAQ system here in the United States under the symbol RGLD. Trades in Canada on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol RGL. Royal Gold's business plan is that they own a large portfolio of producing development, evaluation, and exploration stage royalties and streams located throughout the world. They do, in our opinion, maintain an upside potential through exploration successes by the operators. And they are also, as Corey's going to bring up, very dependent on the price of gold in terms of their share price, high or low. That also, in our opinion, provides upside potential because long-term we are gold bulls. But remember, that is long-term. Corey, from a financial standpoint, what did you find out?
Well, first to kick it off, I think it's important for all investors to understand that the industry or sector of mining resources right now is obviously very beat up, and I think that it's hard to, especially for companies like this, expect them to pop a significant amount when we have these resources pretty much down in the doldrums. So in my eyes, when I look at these big companies, quite frankly, it's a game of survival. So having royalty and metal streams in gold, silver, nickel, and copper, we just need to assess how the company is doing in a almost survival aspect. So going into the year-end financials, and the company's year-end is June 30th, for the last 4 years, revenue is flatlined. And that is kind of to be expected with these low prices. It is nice to still see revenue in the high 200 million region. That being said, profits have been falling, and obviously this is from the falling gold price. So what this all means is that the company does have streams and royalties of companies that are increasing their production. It's just tougher to make money with a tougher gold and silver and lower zinc, all of these prices. From a long-term debt perspective, I always like to focus on income and debt in these terms, just to see if the company A, can satisfy their debt, and B, if, well, the debt isn't growing by too much. This quarter, the company took on a bit more debt, but that's because they had a very busy quarter. I'll cover that a little bit later. And the working capital of the company is at $765 million. That gives me the comfort that this company can survive for even a number of years in the case that, you know, the prices just do not get better, which would be a very unfortunate circumstance. This quarter, revenue was up compared to last year's comparative quarter, and that's because the company did, I think, a total of 6 deals. The loss that does stand out to people, or at least it should, was due to a tax expense of a deal that was written off. This deal was, I believe, the Anacolo royalty interest. A subsequent deal was structured, but the company did have to take a tax loss for this. So, quite frankly, I don't expect this loss to carry forward into the next quarter. A couple other interesting notes for the company that I think are noteworthy are about 74% of the company's shares are owned by institutional investors. Compared to its peers, this is high, and I think where we are in this sector, if these institutional investors are still holding, I believe that they will hold for the long term and wait this down market out. Now, there's no guarantee on this, but we have seen a lot of institutions take their money out of the resources. So it is noteworthy that still at 74% of institutional investors holding these shares, you know what, these guys, I believe, aren't going anywhere, which should decrease some volatility. Another key aspect that I found was the operating margin of around 37%. This is higher than, again, their peers, which, again, just is a statement of survival in my eyes. So, in general, I'm not expecting this company to pop by any means, simply because, well, that's just our assessment of the resources right now. It's going to take some time. But I do like what they're doing in terms of deals, and I do like their financial structure right now in terms that I think they can continue to satisfy their loans and satisfy those loan covenants, which are very, very important. Doc, let's move over to some of the technicals, starting with the daily chart of Royal Gold. What are you seeing?
Well, interestingly, the daily chart gives people some short-term hope. And when you look at the daily chart, the Bollinger Bands are narrowing. Momentum indicators are up, and so those are two positives. But it's interesting that as the MACD moves up, your pricing hasn't moved up considerably at all. So that's a little bit of a warning sign. Now, if that MACD would get down to a neutral area and then continue to rise, that's when you would expect to see a significant rise in the stock. But for the time being, both momentum indicators of RSI and MACD are trending in a positive way. Now, when you look at strength indicators on the daily chart, the move down is waning. The strength of that move is waning, and it looks like we're seeing a little reversal in that you may continue along with the momentum indicators moving up, that pricing will be actually supported here with a bias to a little bit on an upward trajectory. Now, when you move into the weekly chart, the weekly chart is more important for the medium term than the short term. So it's overall more important than the daily chart. That also, on the relative strength index, which is a momentum indicator, shows that we're oversold here. On the MACD, the MACD is at a pivotal point as far as momentum, and it could start to turn toward the positive next week, or it could continue its trend down. So that's a very important thing to watch. But the other thing is that the weekly strength indicator is starting to turn laterally as far as the strength move down, and that's also a positive. So the weekly chart pretty much is neutral right now. Then when you finally move to the monthly chart, which is a very important chart, it's very interesting that pricing bounced right off of the 200-month moving average, and it's just above it right now. And so it's that very important support area, Corey, as far as the monthly is concerned. And the momentum continues to be down on the monthly. So until the monthly changes and starts to move up, you're at risk here in the coming few weeks. And in other words, if you break below the 200-month moving average and you close on a monthly basis below that for a couple of months, then it makes the stock really at risk to move down from the area where it is in the upper 30s down to the area of 20. So that's the chart to watch, is the monthly chart. As long as you get support of the 200-month moving average, you're in a safe mode. But if you start to break below that, then you have a problem.
The company does trade within the NASDAQ system, as I said, under the symbol RGLD, about $37.22 right now. The real advantage that has to you folks out there who want to get more information on that company is go to the website of the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's www.sec.gov, and then simply look up the documents for Royal Gold, because they're about as far away from being promotional as any documents you can imagine. You really get a straight story there. Mr. Fleck.
Well, I think the takeaway here is we need to see what happens with Royal Gold in the next few months. With our assessment of the resource prices not going through a major increase, as Doc brought up, that 200-month moving average is crucial, currently sitting at about $33 and change. That is a key level that if the stock can bounce and hold that, then we could be in for a nice upward trend. Not necessarily a pop, but an upward trend. And short term, Doc, on the daily chart, you are right that we are seeing some positive indicators there. But the fact of the matter is the stock isn't moving that much higher. I would like to see the MACD get to at least neutral rather than being still negative 2. For both the 12 and 26 week MACDs. Still a little bit of wait and see in this stock, but if it can bottom here, again, that 200 month moving average will be crucial. Everybody, stick around. We are going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.